As I thought about this scripture during the week, I thought about how it applies to our everyday lives and how it has applied to me personally, and how I have found this to be the truth, to the greatest extent of the truth, as far as walking with God. I want to talk this morning about the practical part of our faith. The book of James says, faith without works is dead. And what James is saying is that in our works, people can see the true working of God in believers and people who follow in God's way and walk with God. The technical term in the church is called sanctification. When we come to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, it's justification. But from that time on, because we are filled with the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit comes to live and dwell inside us and direct us on in our lives and to help us to grow to be more like Christ. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit living inside us, to help us to be more like Christ, to sanctify us, set us apart for Christ. Now, as we go along in life, we know that for a while we are maybe pretty close to God, we're walking with God, things are going well, and all of a sudden we do something and we backslide, and we come to a point where things aren't going so well, and we realize it's not because God's disappointed us, it's because we're not walking with God anymore. So we pray, the Holy Spirit convicts us, you're not walking with God, things are the way they are, because maybe you've turned your back on God, and we pray, God, help me, forgive me, cleanse me, pick me up, renew a right spirit in me. And God, through the Holy Spirit, picks us back up and carries us along. It's called growing in grace, is what we call that as we go along in life. And it's the practical part of our Christian walk. We don't become Christians, accept Jesus, and boom, everything is done. We're good to go, and we're just waiting for Jesus to come back. And we sit around saying, well, I don't need to do anything more. I know God's already got my back and all that kind of slang term that we use today. But that's not really the way life is. We know that. Sanctification is a process that we call walking with God. And when we use that term, everybody gets a little scared, you know, because we think walking with God means becoming a holy roller or somebody who spends all their time at the church, or maybe we're reading our Bibles 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're just saturating ourselves. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit, because walking with God involves all of us here today. The way we walk in life is vital to our day in and day out living and survival. The way we walk in life is vital to our day in and day out living and survival. If you walk in the way of the world, that's what you're going to get out of life. If you walk in the ways of God, that's what you're going to get in life. And oh, how we need God, don't we? The way we walk dictates our attitudes, it dictates our actions, it dictates our spending, it dictates our testimony of who we belong to. When we walk in the ways of the world, it dictates our attitudes. We have worldly attitudes, worldly actions, worldly spending. And the world looks at us and says, they belong to the world. Some people, that's great. Yeah, come on, let's go, let's have a good time. But for others, walking with God dictates a godly attitude and godly actions and so on and so on. You know, when we are walking, you're going to walk. First of all, you've got to make up your mind, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk. Okay, I'm going to start walking. Even if I'm going to walk from here to the back, I have to consciously make up my mind to take the first step. I have to commit myself to walking. Make up your mind to do it. Secondly, you have to be committed to do it. You have to put it in motion. It becomes the practical part of your thinking. You practice it. And you know, when we think about walking, I see a lot of people walking with others. There's a benefit to walking with someone. And you know, when you walk with someone, you have this conversation. You get tired, they can encourage you. When you're expressing what you're dealing with in life or a sorrow that you're experiencing, they can express compassion. You can celebrate together, the joys together. I mean, you're walking along and And you see a snake go across the road, and one of you is definitely afraid of snakes. The other can say, "Here, let me keep it. Let me help you, you know, to get through that, to get by that." You learn together. You're expressing. There's listening. There's talking going on. You ever watch somebody walking down the street? It might be a couple or three people together, and one of them's always preaching, aren't they? One of them's always preaching. You know, you got this going on and this going on and all this kind of stuff, and it's all this stuff. And I think, wow, I wonder what they're preaching about. And 9 times out of 10, you know they're not preaching about God, right? But you see this taking place. There's all this going on. The Bible speaks about some who walk with God in a sense. Walking with God is not a doctrine per se, but it's all throughout the Bible. That's what happened to the people in the Old Testament. They turned their back on God. They were no longer walking with God. So God says, all right, then you go the way you want to go. And they ended up in Babylon for 70 years. See? So God will do that. He's not going to force you to walk with Him. God never forced anybody, but oh my gosh, does He ever beckon us and call us and invite us? He never stops that. We think of Enoch. It says Enoch walked with God and then he was no more. We believe that Enoch was taken up and did suffer death. The Bible doesn't say it exactly, but Moses and the people walked with God when they left Egypt. You know, this boggles my mind. You would have thought they were in slavery for 400 years. God said, I'm going to deliver you. Right to the day He did, and when He delivered them, where did He deliver them to? The desert. Desert. He's delivered from the desert. What's in the desert? Nothing. It's dry. There's no food. There's no water. He delivered them to the desert. There they were. They went across the desert. Where'd they end up? The Red Sea. No way to cross. As they went along, though, it tells us the Shekinah glory of God, the all-surpassing glorious radiance of God, was with them. In the nighttime, there was the pillar of fire. In the daytime, it was a pillar of cloud. And that directed them through the desert as they wandered through the desert. It directed them to where God wanted them to go. It was the presence of God going before them. When the the Egyptians came after them, the cloud moved behind them and protected them and was all around them, protecting God's people. And God opened the sea in front of them. They walked across on the other side. Not only did God deliver them, and always it's this way, we learn in Isaiah about this every week, not only did God deliver His people, but He destroyed their enemies behind them as the sea closed in on them. God was with the people. He gave them water, He gave them food, He protected them for all those years in the desert. Micah 6 tells us, the Lord has shown us what is good and what the Lord requires of us, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. He requires it of us. The Lord told Moses to tell the people in Deuteronomy 5 to walk in the way the Lord your God has commanded you. And you know, when we read today, He said to walk in the way the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you will live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you're going to possess. In other words, there would be benefits for walking in the way that God had commanded them. Now, a way means a course of life, a direction in life, or maybe even a lifestyle. All through the Bible, people are commanded to walk in the way of the Lord, and all throughout the Bible, they are assured that if they walk in the way of the Lord, that life will be a whole lot different. Not easier, but a whole lot different. You see. And the key here is not God walking with us, but us walking with God. See? Walking with God. It's vitally important to walk with God in our course of life. Now, some people have adopted this good luck charm attitude. Oh, I know the man upstairs is with me. I know him. I know my buddy's with me all the time. He's my good luck charm. And I know he's always watching over me, taking care of me. Would you like to have a friend like that that thinks that about you? I know people that even carry stuff in their pockets. That's God to them, their good luck charm. Or some people adopted the understanding that, oh, God walks with us. I know wherever I go, He's with me. I know my buddy's with me. I have my buddy with me, sort of like he's in my pocket here somewhere, but I got him with me when I need him. You know, when I'm having trouble and I need him, I can pull him out.
And I got my buddy with me. Well, okay, he's fulfilled my needs. Now I can put him away again, you know. Sad reality of the Christian walk for some people today. The text tells us, written by one of the people assigned by David as one of the temple singers or worship leaders, that talking about God's attributes, righteous and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Let's think about that a little bit. Let's think about what's prepared for us when we walk with God. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. In other words, it's who God is, righteousness and justice. Look at our world today. It's full of injustice. It's full of unrighteousness. It's why it's in the situation that it is in. But with God, righteousness and justice are in control. And when we walk with God, we know there's going to be righteousness and justice. And love and faithfulness go before God. The New Living Translation says, love and truth walk before you as attendants. Think about this. If we walk with God, love and faithfulness, or love and truth, is already going ahead of us to prepare the way. That when, as we go, we know God has prepared love for us in a lot of different ways, okay, and truth, faithfulness. We know He's going to be faithful when we get there. He's going to be faithful when we get there, and there's going to be truth, because He's going to direct us in the truth, because He's already prepared a way of truth. The problem is, when we get there, we've strayed off the way and we followed the false way. See? But walking with God, trusting in God, we know that love and faithfulness is already going before us. We walk into it when we walk with God. Secondly, we find what's received by us. See if this strikes up anything in your minds. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you. That's praise or worship you. Blessed are the people. The people are blessed. They have happiness. Are those who walk in the light of your presence and have learned to worship you. Blessed are those who have learned to worship. Walking with God, as we walk through God, we worship God, we praise God, we give God all the praise and all the glory and all the acclaim. Okay? Why do we do it? Because we have been illumined. We walk in the, literally walk in the light of God. We've been illumined by God because He's present. If God wasn't present with the people in the desert, they had the pillar of fire and the cloud, they could see, they were illumined that God was with them everywhere. And the only way that we can really come to worship God honestly and praise Him is when we see Him working. And the only way we're going to see Him working is for walking with Him, right? And when we walk with Him, we have the light of His presence. We have illumination that God is present. And we hear Him speaking through His Word. So as we walk with Him, we rejoice in Your name all day long, and we exalt Your righteousness. We rejoice in the Lord and exalt Him because of who He is. See, in our walk with the Lord, we give Him all the credit. We rejoice in who He is. God, You're with me. I have the ultimate divine power walking with me every day. And I'm going to walk with Him, because I know if I walk with Him, then when I get there, when I get there, when I get there, things are already going to be ready and prepared for me. And if I stray off that, I'm in trouble. For You're their glory and strength. Those who walk in the light of Your presence, You're their glory and strength, and by Your favor You exalt our horn. In other words, by God's favor we get strength. We gain strength. We gain strength if we in walking with the Lord. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Not only do we find strength, but we find protection walking with God. And we find it with the Holy One of Israel. There's no doubt about who prepares our way. There's no doubt about who blesses us on our way. There's no doubt about who brings joy on our way. And there's no doubt about who gives strength and protects us on our way. And it ain't Dr. Phil, and it ain't Oprah, and it ain't the top bestsellers on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the Holy One of Israel, and his bestseller is right here, folks. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
This is absolutely the voice of God, the truth of God, the direction of God, the way of God, the advice of God, the comfort of God, the conversation of God, the compassion of God, the encouragement of God, the protection of God. Remember I was talking about walking with someone? It's all here. He walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. In Isaiah chapter 41, he says to his people, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He told them this before they went into captivity. What's he going to do? He's going to hold their hand. He's going to hold their hand? Yeah, because the Holy One of Israel is real. And he's living. And he's loving. He's going to hold their hand. But we're going into exile, God. You forgot us. You hate us. God says, no, I don't. I'm disappointed in you, but I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold your hand. Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you. I'm your Redeemer. I'll make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. In other words, not only was God going to go with them into exile, he was going to allow them to defeat their enemies and literally thresh them out of existence. Walking with God is our commitment to follow him all day, every day, purposefully. Purposefully. Our feet get on the floor in the morning. God, I'm going to walk with you today. Talking to him, knowing he's everywhere with us, consulting him, pouring out our hearts to him, listening to him by reading his word, trusting him to pick us up when we fall, to give us strength when we get tired. In other words, practicing our faith. You folks ever see me walking, maybe with my dog or walking somewhere, and you see me like this and I'm whatever, no, I haven't gone off the deep end. I'm talking to God. And believe me, I whine a lot to God. I whine a lot to him. I complain to him. Because God wants to know my heart. Wants to know my feelings. He wants me to come to him as a hurting child, because he wants to hold my hand and say, I will be with you. Don't be afraid. I'm in control. And I know that as long as I'm walking with God, that God's going to lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's going to lead me in the right path. The problem in my life comes when I decide for some reason any particular day that I'm going to take another little path, God. I'm going to go down that path today, and God says, all right, okay, go ahead. God doesn't turn around and say, see ya. I'm going back. See ya. You're no good anymore because you turned your back. I'm leaving. You're on your own. See ya. God doesn't do that. You know what God does? He stands there. He stands on the path and he says, okay, go. Go. I'm here waiting for you. And he lets me go. But he knows something's going to happen. He knows there's going to come a time when I'm going to say, man, this isn't a good path. This is the wrong path. God, where are you? Where are you, God? God says, I'm right here. I never left. I'm right here. Here I am. Here I am. And I want to think once in a while he pushes the stimulation button on the shock collar and he gives me a little shock and I think, oh no, this isn't the right way. And he whistles for me and he says, here I am. I never left. That's what's so great about God. You see, he wants us to walk with him and acknowledge him and praise him and worship him all day long. It doesn't mean life is perfect. It doesn't mean life is easy. But when we walk with God, we have a totally different perspective, a totally different trust. Walking is good for the heart in the same way walking with God is beneficial for all life, for our spiritual journey, for all of life. In fact, the purpose and the importance is to be sanctified. Up there's a mud puddle. God doesn't say, I don't step in that mud puddle. God just keeps going along. And some of us say, oh, wow. Don't we? Oh, man, now I'm dirty. And we learn. We learn. And God says, God probably laughs sometimes at the dumb things we do because it helps us learn, it strengthens us, helps us to trust in Him. And many believe that when they walk with God, they have to become some sort of holy roller, some prude, some holier than thou, some kind of saint of biblical proportion. See? Folks, one of the things that we've got to get a grip on, these people in the Bible weren't born with a white robe around them and a staff walking around, talking the perfect language, perfect in the sight of God, clean, never going off on the wrong path. All these folks in the Bible, from Adam and Eve all the way up through to the end, were just like you and I. What made the difference in their lives in the Bible and why it's even here is because they walked with God and God changed them and sanctified them over that period of time and changed their lives, changed how they thought. And it shows us that God is a holy and gracious God. Let's first think of the disciples. Some of them were fishermen. They were dirty, they cursed and swore probably. Any of you like to fish? Any of you ever try tying a knot in the dark? You know? It's enough to take the religion out of a preacher. Those guys didn't just quit. Go to the church every day and just be holy guys. We're holy guys. We don't do anything wrong. Jesus rose from the dead, and before he ascended, what'd they do? They were fishing. They were still fishing. Still carrying on their lives. Disciples of Jesus. But they were changed. They were different. Their minds were focused on something different. Paul took up tent making to support his needs so that he didn't have to be a burden to anyone. Paul didn't walk around with his perfect white beard and the perfect holy man. Paul struggled. Paul struggled like you and I did. The things I don't want to do, that's what I do. The things that I want to do, I can't seem to do them. I'm just battling this day in and day out. I'm struggling, but you know what he did? He kept walking with the Lord because he knew that was his only hope in life and death. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. What'd Noah do? Go sit down? No. He spent years and years and years working on a boat, being a carpenter. But his life was transformed and he had a purpose now, see. And God was walking him right into that and right through it. David was a man after God's own heart, the Bible tells us. David was a man after God's own heart. He was a murderer. He was an adulterer. He lied. Any of you involved in any of those kind of things? He was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he kept walking with God and trusting God, and he became Israel's greatest king ever. He was changed, transformed, sanctified. The whole concept of walking with God centers around having a fuller life, being changed by the power of the Holy Spirit, being sanctified by God because we involve someone who is not only able but willing to consider our needs and work according to His will, which is always better. Sometimes that takes a day, sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes years. But as long as we keep walking, and it takes more than just saying, I'm going to do it, we've got to take the first step. And it's not a step of leap of faith off a cliff. It's a step up in faith, walking with the Lord, trusting in the Lord every day. And over time, when we walk with God, not only can we see Him working in our lives, and we get a better understanding of it, and we can see Him better because we're experiencing Him working in our lives. And all of a sudden, you know, it becomes very common and very noticeable. Wow. Wow, God did this today. Wow, you'll never believe what God did yesterday. Hey, He did this today. This is really neat. When years before we would never noticed it. But also, we can look back and say, wow, what an awesome walking partner that I have. And then as we take another step called today, we take it with confidence, knowing, as David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And it becomes our testimony as we walk until the day that our walk here is ended and it's time to rest and forever when we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Walking with God is a daily commitment. It's a daily commitment to get involved, to pick this up and dust it off and open it up and let God talk to us. Walking with God, talking with God, trusting God, pouring our hearts out to God, praying to God, talking about God, coming to church, coming to Sunday school. It's all part of walking with God. And when we walk with God, what did He tell us? So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land you possess. I pray that God prospers you this week. I pray that you feel His presence, that you know that every step you take this week, He's right there. In fact, He's ahead of you, leading you, saying, come on, let's go. This is the right way right here. This is what I want you to do. And I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you, but I'm with you. I'm with you all the way to the end of the path. Let's pray. God, we don't have to be